Time for the staycation setup where we catch cheaters live on your radio. We are your morning mess. We got May on the line. Now, Miss May, you think your man could be cheating with, you got to explain it, with his friend's daughter.
Yeah, okay. It sounds worse when someone else says it out loud. But
okay.
Not that it makes anything better, but I just need to let you know that she is very much of age. We're all adults.
All adults.
Okay.
Got you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounded weird in the email. Okay.
Yeah.
So, right. All right. What's going on with your man Ryan then?
Well, okay, so for some context, Ryan's friend had his daughter, Gabby, when he was in high school. He was 15. Ryan's friend, Matt, they hadn't really kept in touch over the years, but they ran into each other at a bar last year and immediately, like, picked up their friendship. And so for the last year, we've hung out with Matt and Gabby, and I've gotten to know them pretty well. So, but the thing, okay, so I think he's cheating because he started to hang out with her more. And a few times she's asked him to, like, pick her up from work because she didn't have a car. And then it turned into her, like, needing help with more things and relying on Ryan. And I just think, like, why can't she ask her own dad? Why does she need Ryan specifically? And she'll call him and he'll leave to the other room to take the call. And then it escalated to him ditching me to hang out with her. And I haven't brought up how it bothers me because she's still his friend's daughter and they're trying to, you know, rekindle their friendship. And I don't want to jump to conclusions because it could be innocent, but I just get this feeling like with how much their friendship has progressed. And I have no idea if it's, you know, if Matt picked up on it. I just need to know if he's cheating on me with her or anybody else, and definitely if he has feelings for her.
Right. Definitely not the vibes of, like, Uncle Ryan.
Ew, no.
No, it's definitely more her calling him daddy.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of messy.
I don't even know what questions to ask.
Because you said that the friend had the daughter in high school?
Yeah.
That's a 15-year age gap. That's not too crazy, I guess.
It's not the worst I've ever seen, but I just have this pit in my stomach.
Hmm. Oh, there's not a pit in hers. That's called it's called pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Too soon, Joey.
Jesus,
you took it there.
It's just weird, man.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Weird.
I'm like putting it in my mind. Like I hadn't seen one of my boys I grew up with, and yeah, this is my daughter. Remember, I had a kid when we were in high school. Like, yeah, we were freshmen.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, your daughter's hot. You know,
yeah.
Like, and then you start dating her. That's like weirdo.
Yeah.
Especially being in a relationship and cheating on you with her, allegedly.
Yeah.
You have to separate the two for sure immediately.
All right. Well, what's the daughter's name?
Gabby.
Let's just get to it. We're going to call Ryan up from a free romantic hotel stay. We just pray and hope that he says your name for the reservation. Okay, May?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Ryan?
Yeah, this is he. How can I help you?
Hey, Ryan. My name is Selena, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. Thank you.
I completely understand, but I want to let you know that we want to put you and a guest, Ryan, in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package, all for free.
So it's free? I don't pay for anything?
You wouldn't have to pay for anything. The only thing that we would ask from you here at the Aurora Hotel is a Google or Yelp review of your stay, and that would be after your stay, so we wouldn't bother you once you're gone. But we would love to know your whole experience here to help us get more business and clients through our door.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we can. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, we can also work with your schedule, too, so whichever weekend works best for you, but we're definitely accommodating in that way.
Okay, great. That sounds fun.
All right. Well, congratulations, Ryan. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address the sweet or saucy note to the guests you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you wanted to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready. All right.
Yeah, sure. I guess we could do a saucy note. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, it is fun. So whenever you're ready and whatever you're comfortable with, I'll write it down for you.
All right. Why don't you write this? I like being your little spoon.
Okay. No judgment on my end. I just love a good saucy note. And I have that written down. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Gabby.
Does your best friend know that you're cheating on your girlfriend with his daughter?
Yeah, so Ryan, really quick, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. May gave us a call and suspected you might be messing with Gabby, your friend's daughter, which is weird.
You got to be kidding me with this.
You got to be kidding me with this. Are you kidding? I don't even know what to start. I'm so disgusted.
Listen, we shouldn't be talking about this on the radio.
No, you shouldn't be doing this. Does Matt know? Does Matt know that you're f***ing his daughter? You're so disgusting. How could you do this to me?
I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable talking about my business on the radio.
You feel comfortable sleeping with your friend's daughter, but you don't feel comfortable talking about it?
You keep saying that shit. She's a grown-ass woman to make up her own mind.
Oh, my God.
And you're trying to make me look bad on the radio.
You were going through puberty when she was in.
I don't give you permission. Listen to me, May.
This is real right now.
You don't even know the whole story. You're jumping to conclusions.
Oh my God. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. The whole story.
Oh, it does matter.
I cannot wait to tell Matt what his daughter and his friend do behind his back.
You told me.
Oh
my gosh.
You are dumb as fuck because you didn't think any of this.
You're the problem.
You never get caught. You're stupid.
That came in clear.
Yeah.
All these people now know my business.
You know what? If you didn't want people to know you were your best friend's daughter, then maybe you shouldn't have done it. Okay?
Why don't you say what it really is? Why don't you say what it really is that you don't know what's really going on and you need to watch your mouth with me on the radio.
You are sleeping with your best friend's daughter.
She's a grown-ass woman that can make up her own mind. You keep saying that. You're trying to make me look bad. You're trying to get me fired from my job. I don't give a fuck about your job. I don't care.
You're a disgusting human being.
So,
there's a lot to unpack here.
There's so much. Oh, they both hung up.
Oh my gosh.
I think they're both racing to tell the father.
They have to, because I mean, Ryan was not apologetic at all.
At all. So he's going to try to spin the story.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it's a race to get the father to believe who's who.
It doesn't matter, man. Ryan's a bad person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's a bad friend, a bad boyfriend. Yes. Like all of that.
Even if the girl is, I don't know, 27, 28 years old, it's your boy's daughter.
You can't even imagine. Yeah. That's immediately off limits, period.
Yeah. What if she's hot, though, JD?
No.
She's in her 20s.
I'm upset I had to think about it.
It's 15-year age difference.
Depends on how close I am with him.
He would do it.
He would. Here he goes.
Don't do it.
I'm just reconnecting with the person, I don't really have an investment in a friendship yet.
You're a little spoon, too.
He's a little spoon.